Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to the International Spiritual Awakening Ministries Blog Talk Radio Show, and I'm your host, Letitia Peters. Thank you for joining us. We have an important topic to talk about. I felt in my heart that we must do something urgently before it is too late. I am a law-abiding, non-combative American citizen, but more importantly, I am a soldier, prophetess, servant, friend of Yeshua, also known as Jesus. All of this chaos, anger, lies, unforgiveness, unrighteousness, senseless murders, and premature deaths of young people. My heart, soul, and spirit are aching and crying out that we must do something urgently before it is too late. That I sent out this information on Monday at 12:15 a.m. on February 20, 2018, I had something that looks like a seizure. So obviously the thief and his devils are mad because of my accomplishments since Saturday. This is the third one since November 2017. I feel fine and I'm not going to stop. It is written in James 4:17, it is a sin to know to do good and not do it. I have been interceding for the Florida school shooter, those who are injured, their families, and the 17 victims who are sleeping. And I am standing in agreement with members of the dead raising team on Facebook for their resurrection. I have been interceding for others who are asking for prayers, resurrections. And this 8-year-old girl, Lila Cruz, in Camden, New Jersey, who was struck and killed on a bike on the sidewalk. I can't give up on them until God tells me to. My heart is aching for them and for little Lila. I will continue to fear not, believe only, and they shall be made whole. Luke 8:50. Yeshua, Jesus, sacrificed his life for all mankind, and we are breaking his heart by being silent, fearful of man, making excuses for not uniting, not using his word to demonstrate his power of healing, raising the dead, or being lukewarm from him and having more excitement about the Super Bowl or even movies. This is about the future of the church and our future generations in America and international. We are in a spiritual warfare. Everyone has a role to play. Everyone can do something, no matter how small or how big. This is good versus evil. Revival, rebirth, or renewal starts with you. There has been no permanent transformation in the church or people. I pleaded with God not to remove the hedge of protection from America. It is time for Jews and Gentiles to unite for God. We cannot be part-time or half-time saints and believers any longer against full-time devils until Yeshua comes. What will you commit to do for God's kingdom so that he does not remove the hedge to protect from America or international? I made a promise to Yeshua, Jesus, to help advance his kingdom. And I intend to keep my promise. I don't want anyone to go to hell due to a lack of knowledge or because it was not taught to them. I experienced miracles, signs, and wonders based on the teachings I've received over the years by being a hearer and doer of the word and asking God and the Holy Ghost for wisdom, guidance, and to experience more of the supernatural. I am still keeping the commandments, which the church as a whole is not keeping, such as the Lord's feast. These are not Jewish feasts. These are the Lord's feasts. Go to Leviticus 23. During three feasts. Go to Deuteronomy 16:16. And or casting out devils, which are part of Yeshua Jesus' ministry and his Great Commission. Go to Mark 16, verses 15 to 18. We always stop and only repeat. We're going to take time right now, Mark. I'm going to show you. Mark, and that's the last book of Mark. Okay. And it's right here. We always say in 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. But let's continue, because this is all in red, verses 16, 17, and 18. It's written, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They should take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They should lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And many people do not even get past verse 15. I know I didn't. Because That's the only verse. To us. And it makes a reference to Luke 10:17. And it says, and the 70 return again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And are following what Michael L. Callagher, author of Win Every Battle, states. In order to turn this situation around and win this battle, you got to do more than just make natural changes. You got to change things in the visible realm. That's where most people miss getting their breakthrough. In the Bible, Jesus told us to pray for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. What we need to do is pull heaven down to earth. The invisible supernatural world controls the natural world. I'm going to say that part again. The invisible natural world controls the natural world. So when my cousin Tracy died suddenly in September 2016, I promised God that I would help him get him with 1 billion converts coming, his followers, and 1 billion saints, believers, recommitting their lives to him. With the whole truth similar to what Dr. Chauncey Crandall said after his son was not raised from the dead, and how he asked God to send him 1 million souls to advance God's kingdom. And I have a link to a video of the interview to watch. Bill Pastor, Donnie McClurkin Jr., Apostle Guillermo Maldonado, Apostle Randy McLean, Rabbi Greg Hirschberg, former minister and immunologist George Augusta, Minister Gene B. and Early Moody, and author and cardiologist Dr. Chauncey Crandall, MD, Unite Yeshua, told me to ask them. Years ago, I was told that I must never meet with them because we would be too powerful together. God gives us free will. The choice is yours. Will you be one of God's people to join us? And after a quick selection, we're going to talk about what can you do? Shift in the Atmosphere by Jason Nelson.
Okay, let's continue. What can you do? I am calling a solemn assembly. You can read about in Joel 1 and Joel 2 for the elders of the church and the inhabitants of the lands in America and international to join me by uniting, sounding, and or blowing the shofar, praying, fasting, and taking positive action. And we're going to discuss them one by one. The power of uniting. Unity defeats evil. There's power when two or more unite, as written in Matthew 18, verses 19 to 20. We will pull heaven down to earth so that blessings, healings, and resurrections can occur. The complete list of 50 countries' calling numbers are posted in the file for the 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. calls, which holds 1,000 people. And join us on the calls directly or spiritually at the same time or in your time zone at 6 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. We are doing the calls during Eastern time. Excuse me. The 6 a.m. call, the calling number for U.S. is 641-715-0865. Access code is for everyone is 104-870-pound. And this call will be archived at blogtalkradio.com/ISAM. And you could use that to listen in and chat. And the 6 p.m. call for the U.S. is 641-715-0865. It just has a different access code, and that's for everybody. It's 557452. All of this is posted at blogtalkradio.com/ISAM, manifestthetruth.com, and on Facebook at the Heal Our Nations Movement. Prayer and fasting. I am sanctifying a fast for 3 days, 3 nights, and 3 days, starting either on Wednesday, yesterday, or today. You don't have to do the full 3 days. You could do 1 day or 1 afternoon. Just do whatever you feel led to do. But as long as you do something, the power of prayer and fasting has healed people, saved nations, and started revivals. As written in Matthew 17:21 and Mark 9:29, some devils do not come out except by prayer and fasting. And God had me develop prayer number one that can be used for converts and for saints to recommit their lives to Yeshua, which includes sins, iniquities, and forgiveness-related scriptures. Do you know the sins that could keep you out from heaven? This is war. This is war for your most important commodity. Do you know what that is? Your soul. And you cannot serve two masters. Because God is a jealous God. And since everything deals with frequencies,
We want to operate at the highest frequency possible from the inside out, which has helped me to have the heart, longevity, and strength of an intercessor until my prayers are answered. Like I said, this is war. They want your soul. They want you to die prematurely. And it has taken me a week or more to recuperate. I have been in battle for many saints' lives. This is not a game. Blow sound the shofar daily. The shofar is often used in praising the Lord and in spiritual warfare. And there's a link for the HebrewForChristians.com. It's written in Numbers 10:9. And if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye will be saved from your enemies. And in Psalm 150, verse 3, praise him with the sound of the trumpets. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. And that's what I've been doing. I am requesting that the shofar is blown because we are in warfare daily for 8 minutes from 2:20 p.m. to 2:28 p.m. Because that's the time it took for 19-year-old Florida school shooter to kill 17 for ages 14 to 17, 35, 37, 49, and injure others at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Number 2, church services. 3, your worship, praise, and prayer time with the Lord. And 4, my sleep in hospitals, morgues, funeral homes, and driving. And if you don't own the shofar, you could play the shofar videos from 2 minutes to 12 hours, which I selected at ManifestTheTruth.com. And you can select Blow the Shofar, play songs under How to Defeat the Enemy. Next is take positive action. First, tell the truth. All liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21:8. Reconciliation cannot occur until the truth is told. The whole truth. We have been lied to since birth about so many things. Psychological warfare cannot be used on Americans, which was used during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. It is against the law. People are dying prematurely, and this study says environment and lifestyle factors such as toxic chemicals and radiation are main cause of disease. And you can read the article from TheGuardian.com. It's from December 17, 2015. And we have a link in this document. Can this be true for yourself? What about these shooters? Has anyone used a metal detector or a Stanley Stud sensor to determine if the shooter or their cells were implanted with an implant like the Vera chip in this video? And we have a link to that on Facebook with Debbie Newhook. Or if their terminal disease was caused by a foreign object like a berry chip implant, like for inventor Bob Boyce. But when the very implant was removed, terminal cancer disappeared. And RFID reader and X-ray confirmed that unrequested very chip implant, but it was not mentioned in the first pathology report. Did his former business partner and former military intelligence purposely inject him with the Vera chip implant? Why was the Vera chip implant not mentioned in the first pathology report? Are people being covertly chipped without their knowledge or permission? Like the four-part saga story about voice, which you can read about at PESN.com. A complete stranger allowed me to run a Stanley Stud Center, just like the one that was in Debbie Newhook's video that I mentioned earlier, over parts of his body, like his arms, his legs, and it never beeped. His head, but it beeped on myself and several of my family members, and that caused me an ice cream date. I had to go out eat with him for ice cream. But the prophet confirmed that she has never seen someone before like myself, with so many. Mental illness. This is the new buzzword. Everywhere we are turning around, someone seems to have a quote-unquote mental illness. Has anyone read the fact that the Citizens Commission on Human Rights website, www.cchr.org, then they would know that it is a brilliant marketing campaign, but it is not science, from the Citizens Commission on Human Rights website. Psychiatric disorders are not medical diseases. There are no lab tests, brain scans, X-rays, or chemical imbalance tests that can verify any mental disorder is a physical condition. That is not to say that people do not get depressed or that people can't experience emotional or mental distress, but psychiatry has repackaged these emotions and behaviors as disease in order to sell drugs. This is a brilliant marketing campaign, but it is not science. Were you aware that the mental illness was used during the Cold War? Unwitting or involuntary human subjects were given a fake mental illness diagnosis, psychosis for housewives whose hair was falling out, schizophrenia for Elmer Allen of the Plutonium Files, During the Cold War, which is documented in official U.S. federal government medical records. Are the U.S. federal government intelligence agencies being completely honest, or are they hiding behind the words national security when convenient? Authorize the release of the national security, the classified national security information, to make the movie Zero Dark Thirty in 2012. You could watch the YouTube video of CIA whistleblower Kevin Shipp as he reveals at 13 minutes and 40 seconds, if a person reports government abuse, CIA, now I'll put into also FBI, claims they are unstable, paranoid, and need psychological counseling. And at 3410, fear them, then they have you. That's how they do it. They manipulate the American people through intimidation and fear. CIA broke into his house, drug his dog, and painted chemicals on ceilings. The Advisory Committee on Human Radiation Experiments, 1994 to 1995, was created by President Bill Clinton to investigate human radiation experiments conducted from 1944 to 1974, as well as radiation intentionally released into the environment for research purposes. The committee considered the ethical and scientific standards for evaluating these events and provided recommendations aimed at ensuring that similar events could not be repeated. Did the U.S. federal government agencies implement all of his executive orders? President Clinton was the only president to apologize to Americans, to the last survivors of the Tuskegee syphilis study, about using them as human guinea pigs. Was this another possible reason why the election was stolen from Hillary Clinton? Be fearful, Revelations 21:8. Stand up for what's right, even if you stand alone, like myself or CIA whistleblower Kevin Shipp. What is the injustice in your life, community, city, or country, nation, island, continent? You should call for justice and plead for truth against all injustices in your life, community, nation, island, continent, country, city, which is the opposite of Isaiah 59:4. In 2010, I learned the unbelievable truth that unscrupulous U.S. federal employees were abusing their powers by persecuting and torturing me and my loved ones secretly, and that GNES of California received $100,000 and Rick C. of Pennsylvania received $25,000. I cannot account for almost $500,000 being stolen from me. I am also a certified event planner, so I know how to plan events and how to give exposure. In August 2013 and November 2013, I sent affidavits to the nation's leaders, which you can read at manifestthetruth.com. The IRS has been stealing my retirement funds illegally over the years because they can. But the president of the United States could say he found a loophole and he hasn't paid taxes in years. So no one told him he should pay taxes. The truth will set you free. Unscrupulous U.S. federal government employees, police, doctors, citizens, politicians, informants, double agents, moles, trolls, and all employees can tell the whole truth for leniency by God and man by 5:14 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or February 23rd, 2018. They have been warned to stop the wickedness numerous times, but they have failed to do so. Repent and confess now. You can also be a hearer and doer of the word for yourself. James 22:23. Develop a relationship with God. 1 John 1. Keep the commandments of God, Leviticus 23, and faith of Yeshua. Spend at least 1 hour or more with God daily so that he knows you. Don't be like the Pharisees. Love, forgive yourself, and forgive others of their trespasses and transgressions. Matthew 6:14-15, 18:35, and Mark 11:25-26. Help others. Donate, give of your time. Send flowers or gift basket of food. Donate to a ministry or a Jewish ministry. Genesis 12:3. Are you robbing God of his tithes and offerings? Malachi 3:8. BibleGateway.com is a great source for studying and hearing the word of God. Increase your frequency. Do you know how to increase or decrease your frequency? Your words have power either spoken or written. Speak life and not death. Hebrew is the purest language because there are no curse words in it. Hebrew has a higher frequency than English. Go to Hebrew4Christians.com. Eat organic food, no GMOs or processed foods or drinks. Sickness, disease, and even death have frequencies. Listen to the show for gospel music or a healing frequency like 528 hertz. Are we human beings or slaves? Who gave anyone the right to destroy our bodies, lives, and properties, kill innocent people, even children, steal our money, implant us with radio frequency identification, RFID chips, soul catchers, without anyone's informed consent, gaslight us, or give a fake medical diagnosis of mental illness because they can. I told the prophet to give the U.S. federal government employees who are abusing their powers a message in 2010, late 2010. I was going to stop them with the help of Jesus. The whole world would know the truth and what Yeshua brought us through. Jesus brought us through. Surrender now before it's too late. They should not be afraid of me, but they should be afraid of the God that abides and dwells in me. His name is Yeshua. You may or you may not know him. We can change outcomes, but it starts with you. Americans need to demand justice. and demand America to live up to her stated ideals of liberty, equality, democracy, opportunity, and rights for all people, like America did in Nuremberg. I fear not, believe only, I walk by faith and not by sight. Will you demand the whole truth and no longer accept bits and pieces? Let's call for justice and plead for truth against all injustices now. Let's demonstrate the power of the Word of God now. God bless you. If you have any questions, you're welcome to email me at letitiapeters@gmail.com or send me a message through Facebook. Join the Heal Our Nation Movement group. I just created a group. I had the page. And you could also read this entire article at manifestthetruth.com, and you could read about our events for February at manifestthetruth.com. And at the top of the page, you click on the link for February 2018.html. God bless you. God loves you and accepts you for who you are. Will you do the right thing and love him back by following him the right way? Shalom. God bless. And join us tomorrow. Thank you for joining us.